Were you aware of him drinking a lot?
No.
No?
No, he drank beer. Bunk did. That I know of.
Okay.
That is, on the job.
Yeah.
I don't know what he did off the job. He seemed eminently reasonable, easy to deal with, easy to get along with, collected. He was never drunk on the stand. He was nothing approaching that.
Mm-hmm.
And when I have read about Bunk and his behavior in books about how he was at the Stuyvesant Casino and in Boston, he sounds like a different person entirely than the man that was out here in 1943. One thing about Bunk, when there would be an important occasion, like around the world broadcast, mm-hmm. one was set up by the BBC at that time, emanating from the studios in KGO or KPO at on O'Farrell Street. The BBC was setting up something where there would be a segment from one city, and then they'd of a few minutes, and they'd move on to another city, and so forth, all the way around the world. Well, Bunk didn't show up for this.
Mm-hmm.
He finally did stumble into the studio, really drunk, and in no condition to play, and far too late to do any playing, even if he were in condition to do so. So someone in the band wrote out the lead to Down by the Riverside, which was Bunk's theme song.
Mm-hmm.
And at that time, radio stations all had house bands. And so they got the trumpet player, Harlow Burgess, from the, I guess it was KGO house band, to come in and read it off with us. It was announced that this was Bunk Johnson and his band.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was spurious. But he just played the straight lead, and we played our usual parts for a couple of choruses, and that was it. But there was another time that an important occasion that Bunk didn't show up until too late, and he was too drunk to function. But he was great in full control of things on the unimportant occasions.
These would be for dancing? You're playing for dancing? On the unimportant occasions?
Yes. Now, there was no dancing at the CIO Hall when Bunk was playing there. The floor was completely filled with folding chairs.
Oh, I see.
Later, when Ori was there, there was plenty of dancing.
I see.
But not when not in 43 when Bunk was playing there.
More of a concert.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But if it was going to attract a lot of attention or the attention of important people, Bunk seemed to prepare himself too fully, I think, so he wouldn't be nervous.